Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Oklahoma Natural Gas safely and reliably delivers natural gas to our customers. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames, so we perform employee and contractor training, maintenance, and inspections for leaks and damage to our pipelines. Take the Safe Digging Pledge today at BeADigHeroOklahoma.com and call 811 48 hours before you dig, excluding date of notification, weekends, and holidays. Dialing 811 is free, easy, and important. If you smell rotten eggs, hear a hissing sound, see dirt blowing or water bubbling, or see any unusual activity or suspicious excavation, leave the area immediately and call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. To report a damaged pipeline, leave the area immediately and call 911 and us at 800-458-4251 and 811. Be a dig hero. Visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com to learn more.
Well, it's been a turbulent few weeks for the grain markets. OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said in his 40 years of watching grains, these are the most uncertain times that he's ever seen.
You go back to February 1st, the wheat price is around $7.50. Between or before February 20, I'd have probably put the price range for wheat from $7 to $8.50 with the low price at $6. After the 20th, and the wheat prices were $8 on the 20th, I think I'd put that range from $9 to $11 with a bottom at $8, maybe $7.50. But we've got a higher level of prices right now, and I believe it's going to hold at least through our harvest.
So what factors determine the price range?
Well, I think the big deal right now is supply. Now, there's some things going on with demand. There's a few countries that are hoarding wheat. If you look at world-ending stocks, they're projected to be 10.3 billion bushels. That's down from 10.9 billion bushels in 2019 and an average of 37.9 billion bushels. You look at the stocks-to-use ratio, 35.8%. That's down from 39.8 in 19 and an average of 37.9%. You look at Ukraine, last year they produced 1.2 billion bushels. Their five-year average is a billion bushels. Estimates say that they'll harvest or lose somewhere between 25 and 50%. So that's from around 300 million bushels to 600 million bushels off the market. Russia produces about 2.9 billion. Who knows what we're going to lose on that? But we're going to lose some wheat and maybe up to 600 million bushels.
With the news that Russia and Ukraine could have lower crop numbers, what does that mean for us?
Well, the market adjusts and the world adjusts and the market works. You look at India, I think that's the big news, and a lot of people are talking about that. India has been positioning itself to get in the export market over the last 5 years. They put investments in infrastructure, supply, producing and maintaining a better quality product.
What market factors have the most effect on prices?
I think you've got to talk about supply. How much are we going to lose out of Ukraine and Russia, and how much we're going to get out of the rest of the world. So I think the big factor for 22-23 is the exportable supply. Now, it's possible we got the wheat in storage in Ukraine, Russia, and other places, but we, like you got, Kazakhstan comes out of the Black Sea, Romania comes out of the Black Sea, Belarusia exports out of the Black Sea. So we could have stocks, but just not exportable stocks. I think that's the big thing we got to watch.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's 2022 and Great Plains Kubota is here to serve you. Whether you're needing Kubota sales, Kubota service, Kubota parts, or Kubota orange rentals, our full-line Kubota dealerships are here to serve your equipment needs 6 days a week. And now, with our newest location in Cordell, we can serve even more Kubota customers this coming year. That's right. Lindley Farm Equipment is now Great Plains Cordell. So visit any of our family-owned and operated locations in Ada, Davis, Duncan, Edmond, Norman, Shawnee, Stillwater, and coming soon, Ardmore. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.